Yo, if you want to lose weight but working out is not enough, look no further than LaToya Wears Total Life Changes, or for short, TLC. It's a product that can help you lose weight in no time flat. And contact LaToya Wear for more detail on our Facebook page. And also going to Marie's mission as well. Total Life Changes. It won't let you down. Yo, it's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Green on the Air. So, I'm looking at do some videos on YouTube as always, bored as hell, and looked up something that was very interesting, and I wanted to do a topic on. Is, has, you know, the mainstream media has gotten really soft on, you know, love songs and everything, and things of that nature, and it turns out, the answer is yes, they have, because, excuse me, as it turns out, they do not, you know, promote, like, a Teddy Pendergrass or Luther Vandross anymore, because of how the industry is set up, and how social media falls in line with that. I mean, there are some artists out there that still make love songs and R&B music, just, like, they're just not on mainstream, because all they want to promote is, like, you know, rappers, you know, talk about drugs, guns, sex, and all that stuff in that nature, and all that shit in nature. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, what if we just get more love songs on the radio and stuff, like, you know, to make it more mainstream, and especially in the black community, because we don't have that anymore. I remember growing up in the old school way of, you know, in the way a music industry was taught, you know, love songs and R&B from, I'd say, groups like Guy and also individual singers like Keith Sweat and so on and so forth. Even from, like, Lauryn Hill. I really like me some Lauryn Hill. And they don't, you know, they don't promote that type of music anymore in the music industry. And now you see, like, rappers that are, like, basically either porn stars or strippers or both are with a microphone now. That's all you see. And guys, well, it's more accepting of guys. Forgive me if y'all think this is, like, a sexist comment, but it's really not. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I just wanted to go back to seeing, like, the love songs that, you know, the romantic songs and stuff that had taken over the airwaves once before in the past, but we don't see that anymore because, you know, the influence of social media and this, that, and the fourth. So, and I don't know. I just, maybe this is just me, but I really do hope and see that love songs will take over the radio waves again, and hopefully we'll see more of that in the near future, because now you see, you know, all the women just want guys that are, like, either drug dealers or just make fast money versus, and then just wanted, you know, a good guy with a decent job who works a 9-to-5, who gets their shit together, you know, more down the line. Later on, like, by the time they're in their 30s, I'm like, really? Why can't you just go out there to the decent brothers, you know, now? Like, why? And that's what I mostly see, especially since I have nieces and nephews all in their 20s, and me being in my 30s, I've already, you know, been there, done that. And some guys, this is also for the guys as well, you you might want to go out to the woman who's decent, not the one who's going to like be a gold digger and always, you know, use you for, you know, just for money and stuff, and then leave you high and dry in the long run. You don't want that. And so for some guys nowadays, with the, you know, thanks to the internet and thanks to social media, they see all this shit's going on, and all the women be like, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying, you still want to go out with me? And most of these bros be like, hell no, why the hell would I want to do that? And especially since I hit you up about 10 plus years ago, and so on and so forth. You know, if there's one thing I learned from all this, is that I'm gonna find me a woman that's going, you know, be there for me, not because of my money or anything, but because of the content of my character. And not to say that I was perfect, hell, I'm nowhere near it, but I'm changing for the better, mostly for me, every day, trying to get it together and everything, and make this podcast, you know, one step further to realizing my goal. And that's to, you know, be on the radio, but I'm also still going to continue this podcast as well as be on the radio. So, without that being said, stay tuned for the next segment of Legally on the Air. Talk to you later. Hello, my logician, Sofa Queen Beauty, has her own business. She grooms locks. She's a lock extension specialist, creates lock jewelry, and she promotes a healthy lifestyle and sells detox products. Detoxing is not all about losing weight, but to remove all the waste buildup from all your organs. You can lose up to 10 to 20 pounds off of waste alone. With plenty of water and a clean diet to not build up more waste, you can receive amazing results as fast as 5 pounds in 5 days. For more info, look up Soulful Queen Beauty on Instagram and Facebook. Yo, welcome back to Lee Green on the Air. So, to me, the promotion of the music you see today with NBA and Youngboy, Lil Baby, Da Baby, and just to name a few, actually is really the reason why there's a lack of love songs, because nobody wants to talk about, you know, want to take you out and get to know you and stuff like that anymore. And and also because of the fact that everybody feel like they mentally outgrown the love songs and stuff, which is not true. Some people will listen to it, if you will, because I'd rather see, you know, more of like people like Long here or India Ari, or even Ella Kudre, or even some groups that promote love songs on the mainstream media. Unfortunately, that's not the case in today's music at all. Now, I'm almost 31, so I came from a time period where in the Long Hill, the Wu-Tang Clan, Big N Pac era, and going to the 2000s, like the Lil Wayne era and stuff like that, you know, before his dreads got really messed up and he was doing all them drugs. I wanted to see more promotion of love songs, you know, to equal things out, especially on the radio airways too, to even better promote it. And even though now the podcasting is now has since trying to replace that. I mean, it still kind of is. And yes, even though I'm a podcaster myself, I still have aspirations of wanting to be on the radio someday. So, in alignment of all of this, I do would rather see more love songs on the radio and on the airways more than ever, because we do have some successful black artists that does good music as well. Like, and some people that have been around since the 90s are still doing it in the early 2000s. Like people like Common that's still making music, KRS-One that's still making music, Well, if we can actually get the old Kanye back, that'll be good. And more people like them. I want to see more and more African American music like that, because hip hop and R&B is basically for us. But right now we're just mainly just covering the facts of why there's lack of love songs in the mainstream music. And like I was just telling you, like, and also another promotion is sex sales. Like, they don't want to see nobody fully covered up woman anymore, which is sad. I mean, most of them would rather see that, but at the same time, they really don't, which is just too sad in my case. But who knows? Maybe the reemergence of love songs will be around the corner before you know it. And if they do, I'll even help promote the music on here on my podcast. So, thank you for listening to Legally on the Air. Be sure to listen to also on not just Anchor, but also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Lee Green on the Air, and also to add me on Facebook at Lee Green. So, and I'll see you all in the next episode.